These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman, being joined by Eric Ralph of Comstock Investments. Eric, what are we seeing in the grains today?
Well, we knew that traders had expectations that there was going to be some news come out of this meeting between Trump and Xi Jinping over in China. Of course, meeting in Beijing right now. That started last night locally and just didn't get the news that they were expecting. I guess purchase agreements were probably one of the expectations. We didn't see that. So you see a couple of markets kind of taking it on the chin this morning, soybeans being the primary, especially in the grain complex, traded over 30 cents lower, basically since just before the morning break here this morning. And of course, everything else in tow. And then on the opposite side of the fundamental storyline is the technical storyline in the wheat, that also putting pressure on things. We're seeing double-digit losses in both Chicago and Kansas City this morning, just because of the explosive trade we saw off the USDA report on Tuesday. So now here we are kind of trying to figure out where do we go from here. And you have all soybean contracts that were above $12 yesterday, now all below $12 going out all the way through November of 27. So,
all right, then switching over to the livestock side of things, Eric, we saw cattle and hogs both shoot up yesterday. Cattle trying to continue that upward momentum here today. What are we looking at in livestock?
Yeah, cash trade is king, and right now we are well below cash in the Fed cattle cash versus live cattle futures. There's a huge disparagement there. We saw 265 live traded yesterday. As we're talking here, I've got June trading at 254.10, up $1.30. That's after being up $5 yesterday. So we've already gained over about $6.50 in the last two sessions, and we're still running $10 behind cash in that June contract. Are we going to hold cash at 265 through the end of June? Not likely.
That's Eric Ralph of Comstock Investments. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
July corn is down 9.5 at 471.25. December new crop down 8.5 at 494.5. July beans down 31.25 at 1197.75. November new crop down 22.25. That's at 1185.5. Soybean meal is trading down $5.30 at 333.20. Soy oil down 82 cents at 73.50. On the Merck, live cattle up $1.55 at 254.35. Feeders up 210 at 369.42. Lean hogs down $1.10 at 99.77. That's the opening markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.